欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi, and welcome back to Enjoy English. My name's Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Frank.
Today, Friday, the 21st of December, we are looking at our National Geographic Channel show for the month, today and tomorrow, and we are talking about Inside the Emperor's Treasure, dun, 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 which is all about some pretty fabulous treasures we can find here in Taiwan, at the National Palace Museum.
我们今天呢就要来介绍这个故宫博物院啊，这个故宫博物院的英文我们再讲一次好吗
？The National Palace Museum.
OK， 记得前面有个定冠词 the。OK， 那故宫博物院有很多的传说，听说呢里面呢它这个宝，他们那个文物啊都有这个温度控制着，让它那个整个艺术品不会啊会腐烂掉这样子。然后另外呢也听说它有一个通道，哎，可以这个通往一个。藏宝的这个地不是藏宝就是藏这些文物的地点了。
I didn't understand that, but anyway.
There's a tunnel that goes back into the mountain and all of the treasures are hidden in there and kept dry and warm.
Absolutely.
Or cool.
Absolutely. A friend of mine was a docent at the National Palace Museum. Docent. D-O-C-E-N-T. D-O-C-E-N-T.A docent is a volunteer who works at a museum.
Oh, 好，这个就是这个博物馆啊，他们的志工叫做 docent. D-O-C-E-N-T.
Yes.
这是我新学到的单词。
Actually, I learned that word just now as well.
I only learned it when my friend said that she was a docent, and I was like, a do what? So, yes. All right, let us have a look at some other new words with...
Building your vocabulary.
Number one is house. House.
收藏存放
This library houses over 500,000 books.
Wow. So many books.
Number two, restricted. Restricted.
限制进出使用的
You can't enter that restricted area.
Yeah, Frank, it's only for 18 and older.
It's forbidden for
I'm
you
17
to go there.
Right now.
Yeah, and married with a kid. Wow. By the way, if you didn't notice, Amanda used the next word. Forbidden. Forbidden.
被禁止的
Smoking is strictly forbidden in the office.
And number four is invade. Invade.
入侵侵略
A large group of pirates invaded the island.
And number five, eventually. Eventually.
最终终于
Stephen hung out with Rose so much that he eventually fell in love with her.
Really, Stephen?
Well, the problem is I'm not sure which one Rose is.
太多个螺丝了所以不知道跟哪一个。
No, too many people, I don't know which one Rose is.
哦，太多人了。
不知道哪一个是 Rose。
我以为你是跟太多螺丝交往。
Oh,
Hang out with too many.
He hangs out with bouquets of roses.
Yeah, purple roses and red roses. And...
All right, and we're going to move on to our phrase for learning now. It is put on display. Put on display.
展示展出。
The wealthy man decided to put all of his antiques on display. Interesting. And moving on to our extra words.
Number one is emperor. Emperor.
皇帝
Number two is collection. Collection.
一批收藏品
Number three is vault. Vault.
保险库
Number four is calligraphy.Calligraphy.
书法
Number five is ceramics. Ceramics.
瓷器
And number six is Forbidden City. Forbidden City.
紫禁城
Which is usually referred to as the Forbidden City.、
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We always have a the in front of it.
好，所以前面也要加一个 the 定冠词。
That's right. Now let's have a look at the first paragraph of Inside, the Emperor's Treasure.
Taiwan's National Palace Museum has been a place of wonder since it was built. Inside, it houses the treasure of the Chinese emperors. This collection of more than 600,000 objects is said to be the most important in Chinese history. Now, National Geographic Channel's Inside the Emperor's Treasure takes a deeper look into the collection's past and future. The show will also go into highly restricted vaults to see how the latest technology is keeping it safe.
All right, first sentence. Taiwan's National Palace Museum has been a place of wonder since it was built. So the National Palace Museum has been a place where people go and go, wow, that's so cool. That's beautiful. How did they do that? Ever since it was built, ever since they made this building.
OK, 所以这边就讲到故宫博物院，就是我们诶大家一进去的时候呢都会这样子哇哦惊讶声连连的一个地方了。OK, 他这边就讲说啊，台湾的故宫博物院呢自从它被盖好以来啊啊，那后面呢这边讲说它就一直是一个充满惊奇的地方，这个 wonder 就是啊惊奇，所以 a place of wonder 就是一个充满惊奇的地方。那如果是 a look of wonder,就是一个充满惊奇的脸色啊，眼神这样子。
Inside, it houses the treasure of the Chinese emperors. Wow. So inside the National Palace Museum, we can find it houses. House is word number one in building your vocabulary. The treasure of the Chinese emperors, and it's, I guess, for literally...thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the oldest artifact they have in there.
They
is,
have some dings, which is that, like a sort of bowl on three legs,
mm-hmm.
a metal bowl, and they used it for ceremonies. They would burn things in it, I think.
Yeah.
They have some dings that are really quite old. And they also have some pottery, some ceramics that are very, very old and quite astounding.
Cool. Oh, for that item you mentioned, I thought it was...Zhou Dynasty.
To be honest, I can't remember. But each time I go to the museum and I see...
一个三角鼎这样子。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just go, my goodness, that is so old. It's amazing.
OK, 所以呢想必大家学过历史的就知道啊，这个有一个朝代那个蛮早之前的一个鼎啊，底下有三根角这样子。
Really?、
Mm-hmm.
I think that's actually Zhou Jielun's next album,、
mm-hmm.
Zhou Dynasty.
好非常的幽默好我们看这一句他说在这个博物馆里面呢他馆藏了啊藏有许多的中国历代皇帝的一个宝藏 OK 所以宝藏就是 treasure
This collection of more than 600,000 objects is said to be the most important in Chinese history Collection is extra word number two It's like a setIt's a group of things, usually that have some kind of relationship gathered together. And it's a collection of more than 600,000 objects. That is a big, big collection. It is said to be the most important in Chinese history. I think it represents a lot of the best, artistic creations in Chinese history. Because as students, I'm sure you all know, it was shipped out from...China、
mm-hmm.
In the late 40s, was it? Early 50s, over to Taiwan.
Okay, so 我们刚刚听到 ship 这个字是当作在这边当作动词、
mm-hmm.
啊、就是指运船运过来这样子
Yeah, actually, Frank, how do you say cultural revolution?
啊，文化大革命。
文化大革命。
对。
During the cultural revolution, a lot of China's art, a lot of their history, a lot of their cultural things were actually、mm-hmm. destroyed.
Yes.
And so they don't have many of these things anymore. And all of this history is now in Taiwan.
And that's、wow. part of the reason why Taiwan says, no, we're not going to send this stuff back to the mainland Because who knows when you'll have another cultural revolution and destroy it all. It's safer here. Which I'm not sure is entirely fair, a fair argument.
所以呢我们这个是一个文化的宝藏地这样子。
Yeah.
好这一句他说了这个充满啊超过60万个啊物品的这个收藏据说啊是中国历史上最重要的一批。所以呢这个 collection 在这边就是一个收藏品了。
Now, National Geographic Channel's Inside the Emperor's Treasure takes a deeper look into the collection's past and future. So now, National Geographic Channel is taking this show. It's called Inside the Emperor's Treasure, and they're taking a deeper look into the collection, this collection of more than 600,000 objects at the National Taiwan Museum.
National Palace Museum.
National Palace Museum, into the collector's, or the collection's past and future. Now, when they say they're taking a deeper look, this has more than one meaning. When you take a deep look at something, you are, you know, looking at it a little more closely. You're trying to look inside and understand it. But they're also, which we'll be learning in the next few sentences, they're also going to be going deeper into the vault.
Oh.
Places that other people have not seen before.
所以这边有两个意思，一个是、mm-hmm. 哎，这个深入探讨，一个是真的进到那个地窖里面深入去看。
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And they're going to be looking at the collection's past, meaning where it came from, what these artifacts mean to Taiwan and maybe、mm-hmm. even the world, and future, what is going to happen in the future to these things.
OK, 所以这一句呢就是说啊现在呢国家地理频道哎这个节目透视内幕国立故宫博物院这个节目呢将细细来探讨深入来探讨这批收藏品的啊它的过去和它的未来啦。所以 take a deeper look, 就是指啊再更深入的去看这样子。
The show will also go into highly restricted vaults to see how the latest technology is keeping it safe. So the show...The filmmakers will go into highly restricted vaults. Restricted is word number two in building your vocabulary. If something is restricted, then most people can't go there. You can only go there if you're given special permission. And vaults is extra word number three. A vault is a very safe place where you can keep something. It's usually deep.In a mountain or deep in the ground.
And if a vault is smaller, we will call it actually a safe.、
Mm-hmm. Oh, safe.
S-A-F-E, safe.、
Mm-hmm. Okay. S-A-F-E.
Yep.
好所以刚刚这个讲到 safe 这个字我们本来是形容词是很安全的。但是在这里是名词、mm-hmm. 是指这个、
yep.
啊、保管箱、mm-hmm. 就是你藏东西的一些、啊、一个箱子柜子这样子。
Yep, and a、mm-hmm. vault is a very large safe.、
Mm-hmm.So they will go to see how the latest technology is keeping it safe. The latest technology, how they're using computers to control the temperature、
mm-hmm.
and the humidity and the light, and how these things are keeping the artwork, safe. And here we're using safe as an adjective.
Okay, 所以呢，这边就说了，节目啊，它将进入一个严加管制的一个库房，然后一览呢、啊，去看这个最新的科技是如何让他们保持安全的。OK, 所以我们看到 highly restricted, 在这里呢这个 highly 是一个副词用来修饰这一个 restricted 形容词啦严加高度控管的。好另外呢这个最新 latest, 就是最近最新的这个科技啊我们也可以说是 cutting edge technology.、
Mm.
OK, cutting edge, 我们拼一下吧。
C-U-T-T-I-N-G, C-U-T-T-I-N-G, cutting edge, E-D-G-E, E-D-G-E.Cutting edge.
OK, 就是最新的通常是加什么科技这样子。
Great, let's take a break. Hi, and welcome back. Let's look at the second paragraph. The history of the Emperor's private collection.Goes back thousands of years. It includes paintings, calligraphy, ceramics, and much more. After the last emperor left the Forbidden City, the collection was put on public display. But when Japan invaded China, all of the art pieces became unsafe. For the following 17 years, special guards protected the collection as it secretly traveled through China. Only a few of these guards are still alive. NGC talks with one of them, Gao Zhenjun, about his important job. For the safety of the collection, the best pieces were eventually shipped to Taiwan. Tune in to NGC's Inside the Emperor's Treasure to learn more about the National Palace Museum's world-famous collection.
So cool. The history of the emperor's private collection goes back thousands of years. Now, here we're calling it the emperor's private collection.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the emperor's treasure. We talked about collection up above. It's word number two in our extra words. This collection goes back thousands of years. So there are things in this treasure, in these artifacts, these objects that are thousands of years old.
Like, I think they've got some turtle shells. They use the turtle shells for scrying, for trying to tell the future. And I think some of those are very, very old as well. I think they heated the turtle shells until they cracked, and then someone would read the cracks and see if the signs were good or bad.
Okay. I would say it was bad either way for the turtle.
Indeed.
就是用这个乌龟的壳啊，这个 turtle shell 在上面刻字，然后呢可以预测天气或者是呢算命这样子。
Yeah.
通常呢上面我们刻的叫做甲骨文吧。好，所以这一句呢意思就是说历代皇帝他们私人的收藏品的历史呢他们可以追溯到啊几千年前，所以追溯到啊哪一个年代，如果是特定的话就是 go back to哪一个年代，特定的年代，但是这里是指几千年前，所以不用加一个 to。
Next sentence. It includes paintings, calligraphy, ceramics, and much more. It, this collection of more than 600,000 objects, includes there are paintings, calligraphy, which is extra word number 4, ceramics, extra word number 5, and much more. There'sSculpture, there's metalwork, there's jewelry, there's some fabric.
There's a lot of
there's
stuff.
There's tons of stuff.
Okay, 所以这些呢包含了画作或者是书法还有呢瓷器以及更多更多的。
After the last emperor left the Forbidden City, the collection was put on public display. So after the last emperor of China left the Forbidden City...Which was back in...
1911,
I think.
Mm-hmm, 1911.
Was it that
early? 11, yep.
Okay. Forbidden City, by the way, is word number 6 in our extra words. The collection was then put on public display. Like people showed it, you know, they showed it to the Chinese people. Mm-hmm. And put on display happens to be our phrase for learning.
好，这一句很简单，就是说末代皇帝啊，最后一个皇帝他离开了紫禁城之后，这一批收藏品便公开的进行展示了。OK, 所以非常的简单。
But when Japan invaded China, remember that the Japanese came over to China and basically tried to take over, they came over with soldiers. Invade is word number 4 in building your vocabulary. All of the art pieces became unsafe.All of these pieces of art were no longer safe. They were in danger of being stolen or destroyed, broken.
然而呢，到了日本来这个攻击台啊中国的时候，所有的艺术品啊，他们都变得很不安全了。所以他们入侵。我们刚刚听到了一个片语叫做接管。OK, 这个片语叫做 take over, 对不对？OK, 他们来 take over China. OK, 这个 take over 就是接管的意思。
For the following 17 years, special guards protected the collection as it secretly traveled through China. So, for the following 17 years, for the 17 years after Japan invaded China, special guards, a guard is basically somebody that you know, protect something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the special guards protected the collection as it secretly traveled through China. So this collection was, you know, like going to all these different places, enjoying a nice vacation. No, just kidding. They were taking it from city to city or from place to place. And when the enemy got closer, then they would move it again.
Okay, 所以在接下来的17年呢，啊，这个很一些很特别的这个警卫呢，他们在保护这些收藏品，然后呢，在秘密的把它运送啊，这个横越的这个中国。OK, 我们这个 following 就是指这个接下来的。
Only a few of these guards are still alive, so there were special guards protecting this artwork. But now there's not very many of them who are still alive, who remain alive.
在这个护卫当中呢，只有啊少数几位依然还存在，还健在。
NGC, National Geographic Channel, talks with one of them, Gao Zhenjun. Is that about right?
Gao Zhenjun.
About his important job. So his job was to be a guard for this art, and it was an important job to keep the art safe. It's, you know, history. It is physical pieces of history for the Chinese people.
Okay, 所以国家地理频道呢，他们就采访了其中一位的这个护卫人员呢。Okay, 这个 guard， 然后呢，他的名字是高仁俊先生，然后呢，向他询问这份重要的工作。Okay.
For the safety of the collection, so in order to keep this collection safe, the best pieces were eventually shipped to Taiwan. The best pieces, maybe the best preserved, the best looking,
the most important, the most expensive,
they were eventually, word number five in building your vocabulary, in the end they were shipped to Taiwan, they were sent to Taiwan.
OK, 所以为了这个安全的考量，这些收藏品的安全的考量呢，最棒的这些啊这几个文啊艺术品呢，他们最后啊都被运送到了台湾。所以这个 pieces 在这边其实就是啊 several pieces of artwork.、
The objects, yeah.
OK.、
Tune in to NGC's Inside the Emperor's Treasure to learn more about the National Palace Museum's world famous collection. So tune in is another way of saying,Please watch、the National Geographic show. And I don't know if we ever actually talked about the word treasure itself.
We have in the past.
In the past. Not today.
Oh, okay.
So treasure is, well, in this case, it's all these fabulous pieces of artwork. To a small child, treasure might be、their favorite doll. You know, it's sort of what you consider to be valuable. And you can learn more about the National Palace Museum's world famous collection. It is true that people around the world know about this collection and make special trips to Taiwan just to see it.
所以呢，敬请啊来收看这个国家地理频道这个节目，透视内幕国立故宫博物院，然后呢，好更进一步了解这批闻名世界的收藏。我们刚才有 tune in to 就是啊，等于说请你来看啊 ，what please watch the program.、另外呢， yeah. 我们可以讲说的 stay tuned。这个意思又不一样了，对不对
？It's not the same.
That's not the same.
对，就是说
，if you're already watching a show and there's going to be a commercial break, then they'll say, "Stay tuned for more."
Okay, 所以这个就是指说，你本来已经在看，那你现在呢，继续保持收看。Okay, 继续收听 ，stay tuned. 后面要加一个 d.
Of course, another way to learn more about the National Palace Museum.Especially for those people living in and around Taipei, is to
go there.
Go to the museum. Now, I talked about my friend who's a docent. That's a volunteer who shows people around the museum. They have volunteers who will do that in English, in Japanese, and in, of course, Mandarin, and possibly other languages as well. So take a trip. Anyway, please stay tuned tomorrow and catch the second half of our NGC show.Till tomorrow, I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Frank.
Bye.
你想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.izy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源，最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多的超优好康。常春藤网络书店欢迎您。